Volunteers and staff at historic Cherry Hill in Albany's South End have been struggling to restore the colonial home of the Van Rensselaer family for years. But there is hope renovations will be done by the end of the year. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC, and the museum opens for behind-the-scenes restoration tours in May.
Watch your head on the top of the stairs.
Okay.
The Yellow Georgian Mansion on South Pearl Street in Albany was constructed in 1787 and housed five generations of the Van Rensselaers and Rankins before its last resident, Emily Rankin, bequeathed it to the people of New York State, and it opened as a museum in 1964. Executive Director Deborah Emmons Andraas says the estate was started by Philip Van Rensselaer, a wealthy merchant who became part of Albany's elite.
Philip Van Rensselaer was not from the branch of the family that owns the great patroonship of Rensselaerwick, but he still had the benefit of, you know, the familial connections and the business connections just from being a Van Rensselaer. He was also an early supervisor of the town of Bethlehem. The first supervisor, actually.
The museum boasts a collection of 70,000 objects, textiles, books, and more once owned by the family. It's one of the largest such collections in the country and gives researchers a 300-year window into American history and life. Unfortunately, the sheer weight of it in the attic also threatened to bring Cherry Hill down. Emmons Andraas says after museum staff started noticing buckling walls and crumbling plaster in the 1990s, a structural engineer was eventually called in.
The attic was probably built to hold approximately 30 pounds per square foot and was holding in excess of 100 pounds per square foot. And so his main recommendation was, in order to save the structure, you need to get those things out of this building.
Those things now rest in the nearby Edward Frisbee Center for Collections and Research, nestled within dozens of compact shelves that Emmons Andraas moves at the crank of a lever. The historic Cherry Hill organization oversees the family's entire estate, from the smallest pamphlet and oven manual to numerous trunks.
This was one of my first projects when I came in as curator back in 2008. The trunks were all stored one inside of another, like a Russian doll. You know, you open up a trunk and there's a trunk inside. And that was just, you know, to conserve space in the attic.
After moving the collection to a new location, staff and contractors were able to begin restoring Cherry Hill itself. Emmons Andraas says structural stabilization began around 2010, with contractors rebuilding the building's sill and stone foundation and sealing leaky windows.
The historic house, it's not just, you know, the setting for our tours. It's also, you can say, our gallery space. It's the environment for our collections. And so the fact that our windows were so leaky was certainly not good for the long-term preservation of our collections.
That first round of restoration wasn't easy. In 2013, efforts stalled due to lack of funding. Emmons Andraas became acting director in 2017, took over as executive director in February, and says Cherry Hill is now structurally stable and restoration can transition to a more visual phase. She credits the progress to personal donations and grants from the New York State Assembly and Environmental Protection Fund.
We are a museum with an operating budget less than $200,000. So if you think about what that means for us to accomplish a restoration that is almost $2 million, it's almost a miracle that we have accomplished this. And it's not surprising that it's taken us 10 years to get there.
In a way, the restoration has mirrored maintenance efforts by the Van Rensselaers and the Rankins themselves. The family treasured its history and often built around old structures rather than replacing them. Upstairs, patches of floral wallpaper pasted by Cherry Hill's fourth generation mistress, Catherine Rankin, still hold strong. When the family lost everything in the 1880s, including the house, Rankin and her husband lived as tenants in Cherry Hill for 12 years until they could afford to buy it back. Emmons Andraas says Rankin worked tirelessly to restore Cherry Hill to what she called its colonial splendor.
To somebody like Catherine, this was her statement of what the real America was. This is what it really meant to be American. And this was an image that was held up to, you know, the many immigrant groups that were coming into America, you know, during the late 19th and early 20th century.
Of course, by that time, Rankin's colonial splendor was no longer the real America, if it ever was. The real America was next door, in Albany's immigrants and new money upper-class families. Emmons and Draas says this was why the Van Rensselaers were pack rats obsessed with heritage. They saw themselves as a dying breed. She says Cherry Hill's story is one of stubborn preservation in the face of change, and while visitors shouldn't idealize the family's story and worldview, they can certainly learn from it.
You know, their opinions expressed toward the immigrant communities surrounding them were not all that positive. And so, you know, we're able to look at their words and their experiences and even think about our times today and think about how people respond to change.
The museum opens for the season following the Albany History Fair on Sunday, May 5th. Visitors will be able to tour the building behind the scenes to see its restoration progress on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and 3 p.m. Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.